This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, it's Azura Rahman on Tech Talk. Hacking, I've been told, isn't necessarily a bad thing. And just to prove that hacking also has a positive upbringing by getting people to generate ideas, I have with me Carl Joff, director at Dynamic, and also Isaac Faiz, software engineer at Facebook, and they are here to speak about Hack Weekend, a series of intense hackathons to help programmers build new projects. So, hacking, not just for disgruntled geeks then, I suppose.
No, absolutely not. One of the things that hackathons are about, I think, is in large part bringing people together to build new projects, new pieces of software, new things. So it's also a very constructive thing that you can do.
So it's really, I guess, a way of people getting together to generate ideas in one form or another.
Yes, but we want them to go beyond generating ideas. Right. So it's not just something where people come in, they have tetarik, and they say, oh, that was a great idea, and then they all go back home.
Or just people flexing their skills, showing off what they can do, I suppose.
Exactly. We actually are creating an environment where people build potentially useful products and services.
Now, why should businesses get interested in hackathons? What's the business angle for this?
Well, Facebook actually runs hackathons. Facebook runs hackathons once every other month. And what happens during a hackathon is people spend a short period of time, a day or 2 days, they'll work intensively over this short period of time, and they'll work on stuff they haven't worked before, or they'll work on new stuff. And what happens is Facebook has seen that there's a lot more innovation, a lot more creativity has been unleashed during this period of time, because they're allowed, the developers and the designers and everyone is just allowed to unleash themselves, go crazy, go wild.
Right.
And you see a lot more innovation happening.
So typically with such hackathons, you have a purpose in mind, a business goal in mind?
Yes. Usually before the hackathon begins, you have an idea of what you want to build. And if you don't have an idea, usually the people there will have an idea for you, and they can tell you, hey, I would like to build this. Would you like to help and participate with me? And over the next few hours, they'll work on it.
Now, Isaac, based on your experience, you know, you said Facebook organizes a lot of hackathons. Apart from this business purpose that they have in mind, do you find that other ideas are accidentally stumbled upon and generated as well?
Yes, especially a lot of other ideas are stumbled upon. One of the biggest features on Facebook would be the Facebook videos. That was developed over a short sprint, 24 hours, and they built it out and launched it.
Right. Now, you say hackathon, and it sounds as though, you know, to a lot of people out there who've heard the word hack, and especially, I mean, coming from me, watching the movie Hackers in the 90s, you know, showing my age here again, there seems to be, how shall I say it, a negative influence on it, or, you know, some ulterior motive to it. In this case, where you have a business purpose, is it a case of pulling apart what's already there, or is it, you know, completely generating new ideas? How is it actually organized?
Actually, there is no organization. It depends on the engineers themselves. It depends on what do they think is the best way to solve the problem.
Right.
Does it mean taking apart what's already there, or does it mean implementing something new?
Right.
It really depends on the problem.
So it could be modding something that's already there.
It could be modifying something that's already there.
Right. Now, how long does it normally take to organize one of these hackathons then?
I guess it really depends on the scale. Mm-hmm. If you do it much larger, it would take maybe like a month to organize. But if I keep it small, just to my group of friends, I didn't, no sponsorship, I can do it in my house, 10 people.
Right.
You know, we just chill out for a weekend, build stuff.
Right, okay. So you tend to do this during the weekends as well, mini hackathons with your friends?
Yeah, occasionally. And I think one of the things that we do in our company as well at Tandemic is we work on building new things during weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It might only be two or three of us, but it's a place where outside of the sort of strict format of work, we can create totally new things.
Right. And is it a case of, I mean, I've read a book before from Clay Shirky and Cognitive Surplus, you know, having, you know, extra time, using up your weekend. Is it about being more productive during the weekend, or doing it in a more relaxed setting, that makes the hackathon so effective?
I think what makes a hackathon really effective is that it allows people to explore things that they don't get to explore during their work time because they have assigned work. But also, it brings people who haven't potentially worked together to work on these things. So basically, I'm bouncing ideas off someone I might not normally work with, and that can bring out new ideas about how to approach a problem or how to develop something new.
On the leisure side of things, is it just more about exploring, of, like I said, flexing your muscles, showing what you can do? Is there a gaming element to it when you do hackathons on a more leisure side of things?
I think that there are many different motivations behind why people build certain things. So, I mean, we've seen things that programmers have built to get them, you know, more dates.
Right.
So, you know,
tell me a bit more about that.
So, you know, how do I find the Foursquare venues where a lot of women are checked into?
Right. I see.
So that's something that you could in the past build in a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are people who are just like, I want to start a new company, and I want to see if I can build something. I can build the start of this product, the core, the nucleus
prototype
of this product, exactly, during the weekend.
So it's become a new way of generating ideas and actually, I suppose, collaborating on a project in that sense.
Yes, it is.
Right. Okay. I'm speaking to Carl Joff, director at Tandeming, and Isaac Faye, software engineer at Facebook, about their hackathon series. And in just a moment, we'll find out a bit more about their upcoming event at the Hack Weekend on Tech Talk BFM 89.9. Azura Rahman here on Tech Talk, and with me today is Carl Joff, director at Tandemic, and Isaac Faiz, software engineer at Facebook. Now let's move on to Hack Weekend. It's something that you're organizing. It's just supposed to be a hackathon happening during a weekend. What's it all about then?
Well, it's about bringing some of Malaysia's or Kuala Lumpur's top programmers together to build stuff around gamification.
Right.
So, what is gamification?
Yes. You've chosen a gamification concept because
exactly.
Why is that?
That's the theme. Well, we think that gamification is something that's very big right now, and it's very relevant or topical. So, we thought that a lot of programmers would be interested in using it in terms of building new products or services. So gamification involves adding a game element to any kind of application or activity that you do. So a really simple version of this is if you can think of your credit cards, right? And your credit cards have points, and you get these points if you spend. Or loyalty cards have points if you use your loyalty card in specific locations, and that changes people's behavior because collecting the points becomes a sort of game.
Right.
So instead, I've seen cases where people might go straight to say. This is a Canadian example, but they go to Canadian Tire, which is equivalent of Ace Hardware in Malaysia,
mm-hmm.
And they will instead of going there and buying their hardware product or whatever it is, they will go to another store, buy a gift voucher there because they get loyalty points for buying the gift voucher there,
right.
And then take that gift voucher to Canadian Tire and spend it. So the game, the point collection game, is very strong in terms of influencing people's behavior.
So bringing it locally, do you think it's, I don't know, the kiasu nature of Malaysians where, you know, gamification would work very well in terms of collecting points or winning at a game?
Yes, I think, well, it's already local. There are lots of people doing these credit card rewards games.
Mm.
The other popular application would be Foursquare. So Foursquare allows you to, with your phone, check into a location, you collect points, you compare with your friends, and you can see who's been to more places. And
who's the mayor of BFM 89.9.
And that was really, really hot at one point.
And, I mean, when you speak about credit card rewards, for example, the incentive is very obvious. Because you get to win prizes, whatever it is, or collect air miles, for example.
Mm-hmm.
With gamification, though, is it just the nature of people wanting to win at something where it actually works?
Yeah. We clearly see that there are many cases where there's absolutely zero incentive and it still alters people's behavior.
Right.
I mean, you don't get anything for being the mayor of a venue or for getting a badge or so on and so forth. But there are also many side benefits. So one of my favorite examples of gamification is a game called Remission, which is a game that is designed to help cancer patients, especially young teens, take their minds off the treatment because it can be very painful. And one of the way that this game works is you explore the body and you go find cancer cells and you kill them. Now, it turns out that a lot of cancer patients are on medication which, if you take it all the time, it works. But if you skip out, you know, once maybe a week or once a couple of times a month, the likelihood of remission is much higher.
Right.
And so what this game has helped these patients do is visualize the effects of that, because it's a medication where if you take it, you don't feel the benefit. But if you don't take it, you will face a consequence, you know, further into the future. So by helping people visualize the effects of that in this game, we've actually seen the behavior of those cancer patients significantly altered.
So using that as an example then, Kyle, it's not just about gamification as a way of collecting points or rewards, but also, I suppose, teaching people, educating people, and creating awareness as well. Is that what you're hoping to achieve with this hackathon then?
Yeah. Well, we're hoping that programmers will come together and build applications that do those things.
Now, this particular Hack Weekend is only open to, it's invitation only. Is there a reason behind that?
Actually, yes, there is a reason. We wanted to invite the top developers, the top coders, the top designers to this event to ensure that the quality of the event will be high, to ensure that we will see demos at the end of the Hack Weekend. Because the main goal is for participants to present a demo.
Right.
And we would love to see these executed live.
Right, I see. So you want to have actually something solid coming out of it, right?
Yes.
Okay. And in terms of the companies that have come on board as well, what are they hoping to achieve in terms of adding gamification to the products and services that they have?
Well, one of our biggest supporters is AIM, the National Innovation Agency, Agency Novasi Malaysia. So they have come in with basically a program called Nova to help create a whole series of events where people, over the course of weekends, actually build new products and services. And that has been extremely important for them. The goal is we want to help Malaysians innovate at a sort of grassroots level. Many of the companies that are coming in as supporters are looking to get exposure to some very high-end programmers. Some may potentially take up some of the applications afterwards, because some of them do have commercial value or commercial interest.
Now, gazing into your crystal ball, what do you foresee coming out from this weekend in terms of, you know, certain games or certain apps that you think could be most likely to be the fruit that you bear from this hackathon?
So you would like to tell us, you'd like us to tell you what projects would come out?
Actually, I can give an example of one. It hasn't been built yet, and I hope I'm not, you know, I hope I'm not like screwing these people's mojo up. But we had a session earlier on where people discuss some of their ideas, and what this project is a dieting game.
Mm-hmm.
So you tell a Twitter bot that I'm going to start the 30-day diet on intermediate level, let's say, and every day this bot will tweet you and it will tell you what you need to eat that day. So,
oh wow, a nagging bot.
Exactly. Well, it just sends you a reminder every day. But I think it's very interesting because it's over Twitter, it's a public commitment,
mm-hmm.
right? And so every day you collect points in this program by tweeting back to the bot pictures of the food that you've been eating with a hashtag.
So, you know, you've got the added social pressure of the whole Twitterverse, making sure that you stick to the diet, I suppose. Now, I know that the hackathon is invite only. What if people who have not been invited, if they are interested to participate, you know, they think they have great ideas, is there any way of them participating in this?
Actually, there is an application page on the Hack Weekend website, hack.weekend.my, where people can put up their names, put up the information, put up their details, and we actually review it and go through it. And we have invited some of the people who have submitted their applications.
Now, I know a lot of people are excited about this Hack Weekend. How many people are you anticipating to participate for the actual event?
We have 50 to 70 people coming.
Right, okay. So lots of hacking going on for that one. Do we know when it's going to actually be held at the moment?
Sure. So it was delayed, or it was supposed to be initially this weekend. It's most likely going to be at the very end of the month on the 30th.
Right, okay. Where can we find out more about this then, Kyle?
You can go to hack.weekend.my.
All right. And I've been speaking to Carl Joff, director at Tandemic, and also Isaac Faiz, software engineer at Facebook. And tomorrow, tune in as we speak to Krishna Rajagopal, and he's the CEO for Akati Consulting, as he speaks about Zizamoon attacks and also demonstrates how a hack is actually done via video on our BFM Video Direct YouTube channel. So we've got more hacking tomorrow. Up next on Tech Talk at BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.